For some of the Peruvians who live near the Andes, life depends on the snow that's usually on top of the mountains. There's just one problem these days. No snow. Rafael Romo looks at a unique idea to try to solve the problem. It basically boils down to fake it till you make it.
High on the Peruvian Andes, where it's so dry and cold that very little vegetation grows, life depends on one animal, the alpaca. But in recent years, raising alpacas has become a greater challenge. Mountains that used to be covered with ice around the town of Licapa are now barren. Shepherds like Salomon Parco say no ice means no water, and no water means no grass to feed the animals. Eduardo Gold is the founder of Peru Glaciers. The organization's goal is to bring the ice back to the mountains. Gold's idea is very simple. If dark mountains absorb more heat from the sun, white mountains will have the opposite effect. The solution is to make them white.
Fahrenheit degrees, that's at the very dark rock right here. Now let's take a look at what happens when you point it towards the rocks that have been painted.
An infrared thermometer shows quite a difference in temperature between the white and dark rocks.
So it's a difference of 30 degrees Fahrenheit, about 10 or 12 Celsius.
A crew of five go around the mountain splashing a mixture that turns the rocks white. The mixture is not paint, but a combination of water, sand, and lime. And it seems to be working. Gold finds ice in a crevice between the rocks, something the locals say wasn't there before. So far, the crew has covered an area of roughly 15,000 square meters, almost the size of three football fields, still too small to determine if Gold's idea will work in the long term. His goal is to cover 3 billion square meters, which would be much more than 500,000 football fields. For that, he would need about $1.5 billion spread over 5 years. Rafael Romo, CNN, Licapa.